Síntesis. Actividad S9.
Resume los textos en español.
Garlic. Korean researchers have a solution to cholesterol-clogged blood vessels. It is garlic. Old wives have for centuries claimed that garlic cures many ills, from rashes to toothache. Now, according to Professor Han Kung of Seoul, there is proof that garlic helps to clear the fat accumulating in the blood vessels of those who eat rich food, so reducing the danger of heart attacks.
Salt. Man has added external substances to food since the dawn of time. Salt and spices are the oldest food additives we know of, used by prehistoric people to preserve meat and fish and to make the taste more interesting. Today, the substances, natural and synthetic, added to food run into thousands. Most of the foods we consume contain at least one additive.
American dialect. In spite of countless smaller variations in pronunciation, vocabulary and idiom, the three American dialects don't greatly differ. For three centuries, American families have been constantly on the move, and speech communities have seldom remained isolated for more than one generation. It would be no exaggeration to say the greater differences in pronunciation are discernible in Merseyside and Lancashire than in the whole of North America.
Smallpox. Smallpox was declared eradicated from the Americas in 1973. Not a single case has been detected anywhere on the continent since 1971, and a special commission convened in Brazil concluded that the disease has been wiped out from the entire Western Hemisphere. Smallpox occurs regularly in only four countries now, three in Asia and one in Africa. The goal of worldwide eradication seems at last within reach.
Water. In most developing countries, two-thirds or more of the people live in rural areas, with few, if any, of the services the city dweller takes for granted. Water taps in houses, for example, are almost unknown. At best, there may be a community well. Often, the only source of water is a lake or a stream, perhaps several kilometers away. The drudgery of water carrying can take up the better part of every day.